Blog Talk Radio.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? You saw creation groaning. Glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we have something going on here. I have to fix, and there it is. Lord, you're so good, and we're so grateful for you, and we thank you so much for your love and for your mercy, for your heart, for your dying for us, for coming to this earth to bless us and to save us, and thank you for just being who you are. We are so grateful, and we honor you, and we admire you, Father. And so, Father, right now, I just ask a special blessing for my friends that are around. Father, our listeners to the station, Father, please bless them right where they are. You know their situation better than we do. And so we thank you. We thank you in advance for your faith, Father, for your trust, for your love and caring and honor. We thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come to you in a time of need. Thank you so much for going back after your sheep, Father. That one little sheep meant so much to me, and it means so much to us to know that despite the fact that you had 99 other sheep, you still cared about that one that was missing. So thank you so much for having a heart that chases after your loved ones. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to this earth and blessing us and saving us. We love you. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name, in your mighty name. Amen. So guys, how are you today? How are things? Are you blessed? Are you feeling good? Are you okay? Man, oh man, I'm just so grateful to be here with you, and I've had a long, long week. Passing it forward, you know, just I had a blessing last week when my cousin came over, and he helped me with my he came over to help me with the hot water heater in one of my houses. And not that I have a lot of houses, just two houses, but the house, there's another house on this land that we were living in, and then we built the new house. And so my daughter lives in the other house. And so her hot water heater went out. And so I couldn't get a plumber because they're so crazy and so busy, and they have so much going on. So my cousin said, "Oh, I know how to do that." And I said, "Really?" And so he came over. We went to get it. And then he came over, and what a blessing. It was just, you know, he just knew exactly what to do. And the things that he was picking out in the store, I was like, what? And so he got all the stuff we needed. And so we came back. So the only thing I had to do was pay for the hot water heater, which was still, you know, those things are expensive now. They're like $700, $800 for a hot water heater. And I remember they were like really cheap, like $200. And so, but anyway, so we got a hot water heater, and I brought it here, and he just was doing everything. I was just his assistant, and then it was done, and my daughter was happy, and everybody was happy, and he went on home, and, you know, and that was it. I said to him, how much I owe you? And he said, "Just pass it forward. Just pass it forward. You don't owe me anything. We're family." And so I was like, okay, pass it forward. Okay. And so I was thinking, okay, well, let me figure out what I'm going to do to pass it forward. It didn't take long before my brother-in-law needed me to help him with this plumbing. And we were days, not one day, not a few hours like my cousin. And I knew that God just wanted me to pass it forward. Like my cousin said, and out there working hard. I was so exhausted last night. I went to bed at 7 p.m. I was done working so hard. I called him and I said, "I'm so tired. Aren't you tired?" Yeah, he says, "Oh, thank you so much." I said, "Yeah, no problem and stuff." I said, I'm beat up, but I'm happy." And see, that's the joy of giving. You know, because when you bless someone else, it's so good. It's so good. I felt so good to just be able to do that for him and his wife. And I, I am so blessed because of it. God just, I thank him so much. And it kind of goes to our topic a little bit. You know, we're talking about always be hopeful and in God we trust and keep the faith, you know. And so hope, trust, and faith is right where we are. And, you know, and so I had no idea that was going to happen. But just as soon as I got blessed, it was time for me to bless someone else. And it feels, and it makes you feel good as a human being. And I'm just so grateful. I thank God for that. It's that feeling of doing the right thing, right? And just trying to be a blessing. And let me see here. Let me read this to you. Fill your life with faith and praying to God. Fill your life with praying to God. Study Jesus' teachings and worshiping at the church. As you do, you will feel more light in the direction of your life. And I tell you, it's really true. All I was thinking about last night is how tired I was and how much pain I was in, because I got the old body, right? I got this old body. And so my heart is in the right place, but my body is like, oh no, you got to be kidding me. And so I did. So I was thinking, I just wish I wasn't going to play. So I told my brother-in-law, I said, I'm not playing tomorrow. I'm just going to sing at church. You like that, don't you, Greg? You like that? And so I said, I'm just going to play. I'm just going to sing. And because I can't, I didn't have the energy. I was beat up. And so I ended up going to church, getting up. And when I got up, I didn't want to go. I was tired, exhausted, didn't want to go. And so, but I just continued to do the routine of going. And that's walking by faith, not by sight, right? See, my vision was for me to be in that bed and sleeping and resting. That was my vision, but that wasn't the vision that God had for me. So I had to walk by faith, and I didn't even think about it. I just did because it's part of my routine to get up every Sunday and go and play for the Lord. And so I did. And before I knew it, I was at the church, and it was so nice to be there and see everybody, all the, you know, the band members, and we were just, you know, laughing and talking, and I was right where I was supposed to be. See, the grains of sand are right where they belong. And a lot of times when life gets difficult for us, we have to trust God. We have to trust him. And with your trust, your faith drives that, right? Okay, I trust you. How long am I going to trust you? You got to keep trusting. You have to keep trusting. Keep on trusting. And I know sometimes it feels weird, and it's like I'm hurting, I'm not comfortable, I'm tired, I can't take it anymore. But we, you know, there's people that take their own life because they can't take it anymore. It's so stressful, and they're just tired, and they just, but we have to walk by faith, and we have to keep trusting God. Trust him. Like a young, the young guy on the Ellen I can't say her last name, but you know I'm talking about, the Ellen show. He killed himself. Beautiful guy. He had three beautiful kids. He had a beautiful wife. He had a beautiful life. He was doing well on the on Ellen's show, and things were great. He even was hosting the show. But there was something going on that was bigger, that had his attention. something inside of him that was happening, and he only felt that the only way to deal with it was to end it all. To end it all. He's only 40 years old. He is beautiful. He was a beautiful man. I watched him dance. He was such this amazing dancer. He was a natural. He had a beautiful smile, and I could see how much his wife loved him. And, you know, and she's a dancer too, and they would just dance together. But the pressure was so overwhelming. He had three beautiful kids. But the pressure was so overwhelming that none of that mattered. Not this wonderful life that he had as a musician. I mean, as a dancer now, and he became a TV show host, and was sit-in. And I mean, life was really good, but it didn't matter. He couldn't hold on. He couldn't hold on. And that's what I'm saying, guys. You know, we have to learn how to hold on. And we have to trust. We have to trust God. We have to be faithful. We have to be faithful. It starts with hope. I hope everything's going to be okay. I hope that, you know, I find the job that I need to take care of my family. I hope my clients show up. I hope that, you know, that they like what I did. I hope they love my songs. I hope, you know, we got this hope thing, right? But with hope, you have to trust in God that he knows about your hopes before you started hoping. He knew about your hopes before you were even born, because he created you and he loves you. He loves you so much. You are absolutely amazing, and God knows all about your hopes. So trust him. Can you just trust him even when it gets dark, even when it gets uncomfortable, even when the pressure's on and you can't pay your rent and you know, and it just feels like you're losing everything and people are threatening you and they're going to take this away from you. You're going to lose your job, or you didn't get that position that you wanted so badly. And now you feel like a failure. You have to go home and tell your wife, or you have to go home and tell your husband. Faith. Faith. Faith will carry you through. Faith will help you get to the other side of it. Have faith in Jesus. Have faith that everything is going to be okay, despite what it looks like. You've done it all. See, faith is about what you can't see. It's about what you believe. And if you just believe that it's going to be okay, you got to believe it's going to be okay. So you trust. Hope for the best. Trust that God hears you and that he's going to bless you. And then have the faith in your relationship with God that he's got your back. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like, guys. No matter what you've done, wrong or right, your faith will carry you through it. Because God loves you regardless. You're his and he's yours. Oh, man. So I'm just so grateful. And I know that my brother-in-law is going to say that to me, so how much I owe you? Pass it forward. Pass it forward. Bless someone else. We need to be a blessing. We need to be the light. Can we be the light for Christ, for his children. Can we do that? Yes, we can do that. Let me share three things. Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. That's who you want to be around. That's where you want to be. That's the company that you want to be around. Let them bless you. Number two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you're trying to go. You don't have to go fast. You don't have to go fast. Slowly, take your time and make sure you're making the right decisions. Make sure it feels right. Make sure it looks right. Make sure it sounds right. Slowly is the fastest way to get to your destination. And thirdly, the top of one mountain is the bottom of another. Keep on going and don't stop. A lot of times we get tired and we climb. We're climbing and we feel like, this is it. I did it. I'm good. I'm done. And you just give in. Don't give in. Because on the other side, there may be another blessing for you. So that's why you have to keep going. Don't give up. My brothers and sisters who are not feeling so well, and you went through a surgery, and now you're on the other side of it, but you're tired, don't give up. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give in. I know you're tired, but walk by faith. I love you guys, and I thank you. I want to pray now. I want us to just meditate on these words, on these songs, okay? Can you do that with me? Come on. Let's just meditate on Christ together. I love you, and he does too. Come on. Father, wow, we love you so much. You're so awesome, and thank you so much for allowing us to recognize you. Thank you for quickening our hearts, and thank you for just giving us this opportunity, Father, to love one each other, knowing that it's because of the love of you. And so, God, we just ask that you just protect our steps and guide our steps and help us to be the men and women that you want us to be. Let us make you proud. Put a smile on your face. Let us understand difficult times, that the light cometh in the morning and everything will be okay. We just got to get past. Father, please let your light shine in the darkest places to bless us, to help us, to guide us. We love you. Help us to build our faith so that we could be great men and women in your warfare, spiritual warfare, that we're dealing with every single day. Even within our own minds and our own hearts, we have this warfare, Father, but it can get hard sometimes, and we just hope that you just help us when it's hard, and thank you for forgiving us in advance. Thank you for always being there for us and caring for us and being our Heavenly Father. We love you much, and we appreciate you, God. Thank you in your Son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so let's continue with this. This music is just really blessing me, and I pray that it's doing that. So we want to move God's heart, right? So let's see. Let's just do what we can to move God's heart right now. My dream, and here's
know, I gotta know. You're the only thing that matters. You're the only thing that matters. I gotta know, I gotta know. Tell me what moves you. Gotta know, I gotta know. Gotta know, I gotta know. I say, you do, you do, you do. Hear the Lord say, it's you that moves me. When you begin to sing, when you begin to be, it's you that moves me. You without the talent, you without the performance. Oh, I'm so moved by your authenticity, authenticity. You really move me, you really move me, you really move me. You blow me away, you blow me away. Says you blow him away. You blow him away. When you just be who you were meant to be, his heart is moved. His heart is moved by you. You blow him away. You blow him away. The one who hasn't prayed in a while, you blow him away. Yes, you do. You blow him away. You that just got the divorce, I'm telling you, you blow him away.
Holy Spirit, we come to you and we thank you for redirecting us and blessing us and keeping us close to our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for the time that we had together today here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you for Solar Records Radio and all the people who help us to make this show for our Father in Heaven. Thank you for giving us the hearts to go out and try to do the right thing for the world. Thank you so much for teaching us about you, about our Heavenly Father in Jesus. We love who He is, that He loves us and He cares about who we are. So we just ask that you bless us today as we go out this weekend. We go and do our jobs and we try to take care of our families the best we can. And we just ask for, you know, God, that you're right there, that Jesus is right there, that the Holy Spirit is right there, that we have our hope and we have our trust and we have our faith all in line with you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for being amazing. We love you. In Jesus' name, we ask our blessings. All right, guys. So thank you again for another great day and hanging out. And, you know, we got, this is it, right? This is the Christmas week where we get out there and do all the things we need to do. You know, I love the part that we come together and we love on each other. I love that part. When that part happens, you know, it's beautiful. But remember the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ. And he did what he had to do. And we're so grateful for it. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for doing what you did for us. We'll always remember you. All right, guys, so go and be with God and take care. And I pray that wherever you are and whatever your struggles may be, that you remember that the grains of sand are where they belong. And as long as you have God in your life, your steps are ordered by God. As long as He is your Savior, you've given your life to Him, your steps are ordered by Him. And if you get in a situation where you're uncomfortable, trust Him. Have faith. He will heal you. He will help you. He loves you. And He will do, ultimately, what is best for you. Take care of yourselves. I love you. I love you, God. Love you. This is all well with my soul. Thank you. All right. Good night, everybody. See you later. Have a blessed week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Safe traveling and all that stuff. And be good to each other. And Greg, your cup is coming. Your cup is coming. Thank you for the design, my brother. Much love to you. Say hello to Phil for me. And hey, to all of my listeners, to my friends, my buddies, Julian and Astrid and Kimberly, and much love to you. Kimberly, I hope you're feeling better now. I know you were going through it for a moment there. We've been praying for you, sweetheart. Hope you're feeling better. Okay. Well, we'll catch you guys later on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless you.
Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea.
Thank you. Mary, did you